Our regrets are stories we tell ourselves. When you constantly worry about your past, you're supporting that belief in your present. We were curious about what would happen if we tried to release those worries and rewrite our stories. So we decided to do an experiment.
What happens if we dedicate time to relieving our regrets? This is a show where we take a moment to reveal the messy bits about ourselves without judgment. It's a show where we can reflect, learn, grow, and maybe even laugh about our actions, attitudes, and behaviors. It's a place where we can speak about our past and learn from it. Join us on the journey.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Let's Relieve Regret podcast. My name is Victoria, and I will be your co-host for the next half an hour or so.
And I'm Shadow, your other co-host.
Welcome, everybody. Let's check in. How are you doing, Shadow?
I'm doing so great, actually. I'm really looking forward to checking in with you today.
Why are you doing so great?
Well, I don't want to jump into my cause of applause just yet. I'm gonna keep like a little bit of mystery for, you know, as long as I can stand it, which is usually 30 seconds.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How about, okay, let's do on a scale of 1 to 10. So I'm a 7. I'm a little tired today, but not so tired that I'm not functional. So I'm a seven today. What about you?
I'm going to go full blown 9.5 because I think I'm going to have to save a 10 out of 10 for like another day.
All right. Well, 9.5. Okay. Now, so tell me your cause for applause.
Yeah. We're just going to jump right into my cause for applause. So I know that, for some people, this might not sound very exciting. But we here at Shea Ball, we are making our own pizza crust, and we have been for the last little bit trying different recipes and stuff like that. And it's actually due to my issue with digesting tomato. So we're a big pizza house. We've like used to order pizza, get frozen pizza, make our own pizzas before, but we always use tomato sauce. Same thing with pastas, love pasta, but now I'm looking for all kinds of new recipes. So tonight my husband is trying a new pizza crust recipe, and I'm really excited because there's multiple steps involved. Because it's gonna be from scratch and it's gonna be so good. And the last time we did this, I tried a new experiment. And in lieu of the tomato sauce, I went with this olive pesto that we found.
Like a black olive.
Yeah. And it's not even top of that. It's like a black olive, like pesto. It's very thin. It's not crumbly at all. And it's just so nice on pizza crust with like your veggies and cheese and meats and whatever you like on a pizza. Maybe there'll be another thread. We'll have to ask what people's pizza toppings are. I like a wide variety of pizzas, and being denied tomato sauce has really like changed meal planning for me. It's changed even just like certain rewards, like all these weird things where like I didn't realize how much tomato I was eating until I couldn't eat it anymore. So finding alternative sauces is now my like joie de vivre.
I have to say tomato is a tough one. I'm allergic to onions, which I think is equally as tough. Right? Because onions are like in everything. I have to make everything myself. But I feel like tomatoes are in like everything as well. Tomatoes is also a tough one for sure.
Yeah. Well, I used to love cold tomatoes, like cherry tomatoes with like a little lunch plate. Like that was like my favorite thing. And
I can't say I used to love snacking on onions, but
no, of course. Yeah. I feel like onions are pretty divisive. Like I love onions. I love onions in everything. My husband does not love them, but he puts up with them sometimes. And like for certain dishes, like for like tacos, right? Like I can't imagine having tacos without onion.
Yeah. I mean, they're hidden in a lot of things too. See, I can't imagine having them with now, but I've known about my allergies for 15 years, but
yeah.
It was a tough one to get used to for sure. I couldn't do like any canned spaghetti sauce,
right?
Can't do Italian restaurants, can't do Indian food, can't do Mexican food, right? So a tough one. So anyway, so that's a huge cause for applause. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Pizza I'm gonna get, that you can eat.
Yeah. Something I can eat. And my husband's making it and I just have to enjoy eating it. So I'm excited.
That's amazing. That's exciting. Right? You can eat it after we're done recording our podcast.
I know.
So my cause for applause.
Yeah. Okay. Is it dinner related or not? I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'll make it food related.
Yeah, great.
So I have a little community garden plot, which is awesome because I live in a building and I don't have balconies, but oh man, my harvest this year is so great. Wow. On my last harvest, because it's starting to get cold here, but my pepper plants did amazing. I had so many hot peppers and also had so many like green and red sweet peppers. Amazing. So I just did my last harvest. I cannot believe how much vegetables I got off of this little patch of land that's probably 5 feet by 2 feet. That's like my patch of soil. And
amazing.
Yeah. So I did a harvest. So I'm excited about that. And I have kale growing in there and I'm going to try and keep it going. If you cover your kale, you can keep it going through the winter.
Okay.
So last year I kept harvesting my kale all the way through till February.
Nice.
So I'm going to prep my kale, but everything else in my garden's done now. I've harvested all my peppers and tomatoes and everything. It's done. But that's my cause for applause that I had an awesome harvest this year out of my little community garden patch. So food related too.
I love that.
Grow onions.
Yeah. I mean, of course you don't. I feel terrible because my mother-in-law does grow tomatoes and makes this like amazing chili sauce. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, mama. I can't.
That's okay. You can't. It's not your fault.
Yeah, it's true.
Let it go.
Oh my gosh. Let it tomato.
A
friend of mine has a saying that I really like, which is tomato potato.
Tomato.
I love tomato potato. I just think it's really, really cute and a great way to like check in with each other's understanding. It's fun.
Fun. Who's going first today?
I can go first with our regrets and relieving said regrets.
All right. Yeah. I think I went first.
I actually had something to say about the garden plot though. Oh yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. It shows how little I know about gardening because I thought you were going to say the harvest has been bad this year. only because I don't know about you, but I'm not noticing like very vibrant fall color change. And I feel like last year and like my memories pop up because I do take lots of pictures. So last year I'm noticing that like around this time I had all these gorgeous tree pictures and 2 years ago and 3 years ago. And this year the trees just aren't really as vibrant, I guess.
Well, I think we're still like a week away in Toronto. I know another part in Toronto, everybody. Thank you, climate change. Not really. Thank you. I'm being sarcastic, but
yeah.
I mean, it's been 20 degrees and it's now October, mid October, right? It shouldn't still be 20 degrees out. So I think the trees are just taking their time changing.
Yeah.
But in terms of the garden, we had lots of rain this summer. And I think, but I'm not sure if anybody out there knows, I think that affects the colors and that's why we're not getting as much colors, but for gardening, it was great because we had lots of rain this summer. We had lots of rain and then we had lots of hot sun too. So it really made for great tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers. Yeah. But I think it's the opposite land for trees. So I think you're correct. I think if we're wrong, let us know. Send us.
Yeah.
A message,
I think
everybody.
There's something to do with like cold nights need to happen in order to get the tree color change or whatever. But again, I'm not 100% sure on all that. And it actually ties into my regret. So I could get started if
all right. Segue. Good segue. All right.
Thank you. I have an experience I need to let go of to move forward. I regret quitting outdoor recreation. When I was a kid, I loved hiking, biking, swimming, fishing, anything that kept me outdoors. I even loved going into those Quinsies, the snow little, it's hard to describe. It's like an igloo, but not because it's only made out of snow. But that was like a really big highlight of my childhood is sleeping in Quinsies. The consequence I'm missing out on now is that I I refuse, not necessarily refuse, I guess I resist getting back into these activities because I recognize I would have to get into them at a beginner level. And that really bums me out because it means I've lost all this progress from giving it up at such a young age. There was a lot of factors that went into the decision of giving these up. One of the reasons was that it became impossible to find clothes for me to fit me for these activities. As a young woman, 13, 14, I was developing quite quickly. And really the only choice I had for clothes that fit in my size was office wear. And office wear just didn't quite look right on the trail. And it was pretty expensive. So I didn't want to risk, you know, getting them damaged or anything like that. So it was part of fitting in, and it was also part of like literally fitting in. But another reason is that I found a new love around this time. I had started at a new high school, and I found a love of theater. So I may have missed out on a lot of my theater experiences had I stayed committed to my hiking and biking and swimming and all that great stuff. But it's hard to let go of this regret. I can barely say the last sentence. But I forgive my younger self for doing everything I could in the moment with the tools I had at the time. That is who I was then, and I have grown in so many ways. I am relieved because I am now capable of trying new things and worthy of taking hikes when I feel like it.
Thank you for sharing. That was a big one for you.
Yeah.
Do you want feedback or you just want to be heard?
For this one, I just want to be heard. Maybe I'll be ready for feedback on this one later. I think I'm still processing this. I had to hold back tears a few times there because I just remember feeling so free. I remember feeling so free on a bike and just like, you know, biking to the lake and going swimming all day with my friends. And like, to again, thinking back that at like 13, that would be so much freedom. Like my parents, yeah, as long as I didn't have a cell phone or anything. But yeah, at a certain point, all I had was like, just not the right clothes at all. And, that shouldn't have been enough to like, take me out of it, but it really was like, and also just like boys at that time, kind of like making fun of like, just how my body looked. And, yeah. And I was also uncomfortable with how my body looked. And I think it's taken me like another 20 years to even get slightly comfortable with that. Yeah. So yeah, just heard today. Heard today is good.
Well, Molly, you know, I hear you and I want to thank you for being brave enough to share those feelings, right? To share those feelings in that story. And that's part of the journey that you and I've committed to, is supporting each other and being vulnerable enough to let other people hear our experiences so that our listeners can learn from us as well. So thank you, Shadow. I appreciate you and I hear you. And if and when you're ready, we can discuss it again and have feedback whenever you're ready. I think it ties into some other subjects that we will eventually talk about. So thank you. And I hear you.
Thank you. And that's probably why I don't know anything about the forest colors changing.
That was part of my segue.
Like gave up being outdoors all the time. I didn't get all that like knowledge of like all that good stuff that I really had. I had a front row seat to it if I had chosen to stay with it.
And you grew up in a town that was very like nature-based, like in Northern Ontario, right?
Yeah.
So I also have to say how serendipitous. I love it when things happen. Listeners, we did not plan on that segue with the forest. Like Shadow did not know what I was going to say for my cause for applause about my garden. So I love it. And I love pointing out moments in life when that happens, when the universe just like brings things into alignment. So to open up for people to connect to each other and have conversations. I mean, obviously this is a planned conversation, but we did not plan that segue at all.
And speaking of unplanned segues, yeah. Do you have a regret to share today?
I sure do. The other thing I want to mention, which we haven't mentioned, is we don't know what each other is going to say as well. So it's always a surprise, like the conversation, whatever regret I relieve and whatever regret Shadow relieves, it's a surprise to each other. So very serendipitous day today. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Shadow. I love you.
I love you.
Okay, no segue into mine, but mine is also kind of an interesting, similar. It's about things that I let go of also when I was a teenager. So, okay, here we go.
Okay, great.
I have something that I want to let go of in order to move forward. Here it is. When I was a kid and then into being a teenager, I was a genius at the piano. So I had my grade 6 piano by the time I was 11 years old. So I had my grade 6 Royal Conservatory piano basically by the time I was in grade 6, which is really hard. By the time I was in grade 9, I could play 7 instruments. I was in a saxophone quartet. I was in a band. I played flute. I was in a jazz band. I was in a choir that toured Europe and the States. I effing loved it. I loved music. I just loved it. By the time I was 16 with piano, I got bored and I gave up piano. There weren't many piano teachers in the small city that I grew up with that could teach piano beyond grade 6. So in terms of grades for piano, it goes to grade 8 and then it goes to teacher. So the biggest is grade 10, they're graded, but I was playing at a grade 10 level already by the time I was 16. And so by the time I was 18, I quit all instruments except for singing. So I was in this choir that was outside of school. It wasn't a school extracurricular choir. I was in this choir from the age of 8 to 19. It was a children and youth choir, and that's the choir that I toured Europe with and toured the States with, and we toured Canada and gave a lot of concerts around Canada. It was a really, really amazing choir. But when I was 19, my choir director was charged with child abuse. And the choir stopped. Now, I was one of his favorites, but I don't remember anything ever happening to me. And I was adamant that he was innocent. I was like, there's no way. This is a false accusation. I was adamant that he was innocent, and he pled guilty. And I was devastated. So I tried to keep singing, but singing and music is a very emotional. Your singing is almost more vulnerable space than playing an instrument, because you can't hide behind anything. You can't hide behind the instrument. You are the instrument. Your body is the instrument. I do want to preface this saying nothing happened to me that I can remember to this day, and that the choir director's abuse was towards boys, not girls. So I tried to keep singing in university, but doing solo singing was emotionally very hard for me. And when I was in the choir, I was one of the lead soloists. So I was the head chorister in the choir for a few years, and I did a lot of the solos that needed to happen. And I tried to keep singing through university, and I took private voice lessons, and I took a course in university. And I couldn't do it. Like every time I tried to get up and perform, I would forget the words. I would have a panic attack. It was emotionally really hard for me. So I stopped. But I lost so much by losing my choir community. And I quit everything music and decided to focus on rowing instead. And for those of you that know me, rowing is another one of my huge passions. I've been a rowing coxswain for 25 years and competed internationally with that as well. But I gave up music for rowing, and I regret that. I regret that because music is something that you can take into your old age. Music is something, it's a way that you can connect to yourself spiritually and emotionally in a very special way and connect to that creative and emotional and empathetic and compassionate side of you and creative side of you. And I gave that up. And I think that there is a limiting belief that I have deep inside of me that if I start music again, memories may come up that I don't want to remember. But I actually consciously don't think that's true, but I think that might be what's holding me back, or I'm afraid of being vulnerable again. So the consequences of me holding on to this limiting belief is I'm preventing myself from a joy that has no competition attached, a joy that is just for me, the joy of music. And I'm preventing myself from learning skills that are ultimately healthy for my brain and for my spirit and for my emotional health. And so this is something that starting today, I'm working on letting go of that limiting belief and relieving this regret. But this one's a big one for me. And I think it's going to be a process more than just exposing to the world my regret, shame, disappointment in myself about giving up music, expectations. But today is the day that it starts. So I did everything that I could in those moments with the tools that I had at the time, and that's okay. I will no longer judge myself. That's who I was then, and I've grown since then. And I relieve the pressure I put on myself for not picking up music again, or the pressure I put on myself to try and pick it up, and I keep avoiding it. Whether I do or don't bring music back into my life, that's okay. I forgive myself.
Wow, that was really powerful, Victoria. Thank you for sharing that with us and being vulnerable enough to share it with us. Do you want to be heard, or would you like feedback?
I just want to be heard today too.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's a big one. I think we both released some big ones today, and mm-hmm. Maybe we can reserve the right to revisit the same ones in another episode and do a feedback episode. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thank you for listening, everyone.
Great. Is there anything you want to just add? Like, cause I did add on to mine, even though you don't have to, I just want to give you the space.
No, this is the first time I've actually really talked about it publicly. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I loved singing. I loved singing, and that started giving me an icky feeling, and I don't know why, but I'd love mm-hmm. to. I inherited a piano. I have a piano that's 110 years old. That's been in my family for 110 years. And
wow,
it sits in my living room and it drives my husband crazy. And I guilt myself about playing the piano again. And every once in a while I do play the piano when he's not home, but if and when I decide to start picking up music again, that will be the thing that I go to, because I can still hide behind the piano, I think.
Sure.
And yeah. It's something I was really good at, and it's something that I have control over.
Yeah. Nice.
And it's okay to have control.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. However you're comfortable.
Yeah.
So we have to get uncomfortable, but also, like, you know, there's steps.
There's steps, and that's part of this journey and this podcast and this experiment. So, mm-hmm. So thank you for listening to me, Shadow, and for being my friend.
Thanks for listening to me. Thanks for everything you do for me and for you and for the community at large. Mm-hmm. So do you want to close off our session today with a breathing exercise?
With our three breaths for letting go.
Breaths?
I sure do.
Yeah. Great.
And if you want to join in, everybody that's listening, on the three breaths of letting go, please do come to the edge of your chair, put your feet on the ground, and know that the earth underneath you is supporting you, that gravity is always here for you and supporting you. So feel your feet on that ground. I also like to put my hand on my heart, which I'm doing right now. You can't see, but I'm putting my hand on my heart. And on this first breath, you're going to breathe in. You're going to say to yourself, I release pressure and expectations. And on the second breath, you're going to say to yourself, I relieve my regrets. My past does not define me. And on this last breath, say to yourself, I am excited to move forward. forward. I'm excited to move forward, Shadow. How about you?
I'm excited to move forward, perhaps outside.
Perhaps outside under those colorful trees.
Yeah.
Okay. As always, thank you everybody for listening. And we hope that this brings you some introspection time into yourself too, and releasing shame and relieving regret. So thank you so much again. I'm Victoria. Thank you so much for listening today.
And I'm Shadow, and I appreciate you being here.
All right. Have a great time. Till next time, everybody. Bye.
This episode of Let's Relieve Regret was produced by Shadow Ball and Victoria Muir-Bercia.
Editing by me, Victoria Muir-Bercia.
We are an independent podcast supported by you, our listeners.
If you think this podcast sends a valuable message, you had an aha moment, or learned something new about yourself, help us realize our goal of reaching as many listeners as possible.
We encourage you to take action and support us right now by choosing one of the following options.
You can easily support us by
following us on Instagram at relieve.regret.
Tell two friends.
Leave a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening to us on.
Leave a tip at ko-fi.com/letsrelieveregretpodcast. That's ko-fi.com/letsrelieveregretpodcast.
Join our conversations in the Facebook group, Let's Relieve Regret Podcast.
Find all this information, all the links, and more in the podcast notes. Okay, bye.
Bye.